pane. Better than coast to coast, it's DBS Radio. Connect the dots. I claim my show is better than coast to coast because I give opinions. You know, and I'm not afraid to say what's on my mind and no holds back or something like that. Hey, we want the world and we want it now. I've heard that somebody say that before. Perhaps you might know who said that. In fact, if you know who said we want the world and we want it now, who said that and it's on a recording. Yeah. Call in. This is a call-in radio show. You know, just call in and give your 2 cents. Or better yet, hold on to that thought or look it up and then call in next week. Hey, numbers are 888-627-6008. I said we want the world and we want it now. We want our freedom and we want it now. We want truth and justice. And we want Wonder Woman to come down and save us, or better yet, our brothers and sisters from the galaxy. They're supposed to be here helping us. Well, most of us have no idea that this is going on. I mean, I only learned about the event itself on Twitter, because there's a lot of people talking about it. There's this group called the Star Seeds. No, it's not a vocal group, but it could be. These are basically women from the Pleiades. The constellation known as the Pleiades has other names in other languages, but also known as the Seven Sisters. It's you can look up in the sky and see it. Cluster of stars. In fact, it was the first star chart posted on the original Star Trek series, except they're not calling it the Pleiades there. They call it something else. And they're here, humanoids, human-looking female beings from the Pleiades. They are here walking amongst us, and they have certain talents for anchoring in the light to our planet, Mother Earth. That's right. The Earth is our mother. In fact, I wrote about it, a song about it. Go to, you know, I'm telling people, I've got some great tunes out there. It's on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan, at the CD Baby Music Store. You can get there. Just go to look up my show, BBS Radio, Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. And then, you know, scroll down, click on my name of my show, click on my name, and you'll find all about me. Click on the name of the show, and you just go down a ways, and you got the CD Baby Link. Anyhow, I wrote a song called The Earth She Loves You. And it's a very messagey song, and it talks about the earth in an endearing way. It talks about the only thing the earth wants is for us to love her. Right. We call the earth Mother Earth because it's a feminine and energy. It's designated as such. That's a lot of the problems we have here on Earth. We have a lot of newt creatures. That's my acronym. I'm an inventor. Note, N-O-T-E. That's for not of this earth creatures. They're mostly male-dominant. They're from the male-dominant realms. And they don't work too well with Mother Earth. In fact, they don't care about hurting her, harming her. They're the ones behind all the bad things happening to our world, like the fracking, the uranium pollution from the uranium mining, nuclear waste, chemtrails, oil spills, and all the other things that harm our beautiful Mother Earth. The no creatures are behind that. That's it. There's bad Syrians. I mean, there's some bad Pleiadians, I think, but it's mostly bad reptilians. Those nasty-looking lizard creatures and the Dracos, they're kind of like bat lizard creatures themselves. Mothman, I think, is a Draco. and that's our predicament. You know, we're living on a feminine energy planet, and that wants to love us and does love us, and all it wants to do is be loved back. And that's why I wrote the song, The Earth, She Loves You. It's philosophical. It's heartwarming, almost. And it's educational. In the 21st century, I claim to be the best singer, songwriter, social commentary person. Yeah, there was great people from the in the last century, plenty of them. You know, Bob Dylan, come on, the Beatles. But in the 21st century, I'm on top. I'm the best. Better than those of the 20th century. And I've got the music out there to prove it. I've got some of the best, timeless social commentary songs you'd ever want to hear. And they're out there on my album. That's why the album's called Songs Better Than Dylan, because I did surpass him by writing more really thought-provoking social commentary songs. The point of writing such songs is to enlighten the public. I do it on purpose. You know? I've got a message to say, and I put it out there in song. You know, I learned that from people like Bob Dylan, the Beatles, and all the others that came before them that were writing meaningful songs. And I write meaningful songs. One of my favorites is called The Common Man. In fact, I have a new... it's going to be on YouTube pretty soon. It's a rock and roll documentary featuring some of the people that never got credit because they didn't have the big record contracts or the big promotion backing. But nevertheless, I came across them. I filmed them live in action in clubs. And it's just like a 28, 29-minute thing, giving credit to some people that really gave some great performances and some great things that happened that in participation with the ongoing evolving of rock and roll. But I'm giving credit to people that it's been long overdue that some of these people have gotten credit. Like most people don't realize the first rock and roll record is really 1951. A guy, Charlie Gracie, you know, name of the song is Rock and Rollin', I believe. There it is, Rock and Roll. It's in the title, 1951, and the guitar playing was setting the stage for what would be regular rock and roll guitar. No, it wasn't Chuck Berry that first won. It was Charlie Gracie, okay? Now, it wasn't Elvis, you know, starting off rock and roll, or Bill Haley in the Comets, or Little Richard. It was Charlie Gracie, 1951, playing great lead guitar and singing a song called Rockin' and Rollin'. You know, I decided to say that for the record, and a short bit of him is included in my rock and roll documentary. It's called Subway Fantasy. It's going to be out there on YouTube for free. You know, music's important. Music is a kind of universal language. I'm sure that the higher evolved beings, they participate in music too. What can I say, you know? Do, re, mi. fa sol la ti do. You know, music is connected to your chakras, and your chakras connected to your body. That's the way it works. You know, every basic, your seven basic chakras, there's a note that corresponds to it. And, of course, you want to get in the right frequency tuning, 432 for an A string on your guitar, if you're a guitar player. That's in tune with the universe. The whole thing, we all jumped to 440 back in the 20s and the 30s. This was a push to deceive mankind, get us out of kilter. You know, it's the world controllers. They'll do anything to keep control. In fact, they've got a plan to annihilate 95% of the population. They're in the process of doing it right now. They're doing it with the chemtrails. They're doing it with the harp frequencies, both of which are causing a global warming effect. You know, yeah, it's man-made, caused by maniacs, mad scientists. That's what it's causing. And nobody ever talks about that. It's got nothing to do with the greenhouse gases. It has to do with the heating up the atmosphere to 1,500 degrees with the harp frequencies, killing off the trees and other plant lives and everything that's good about the earth with the chemtrails. And then we just directly kill the people with vaccines. That's right. Vaccines are poisonous. I think I mentioned it last week on my show, but I'm going to mention it again. I'm going to keep on mentioning it. The only good results that doctors ever got with vaccines, they want to say, oh, we have the proof here. We did the science. Yeah, science making poor little animals suffer and cutting them up and sticking them with needles and keeping them in cages. Yeah, and that's how they got their proof. But the only reason any of it worked was because they believed it was going to work. It was the old placebo effect, you know. People that are getting hip to what's the true reality of things is thought creates reality. So if you're thinking, I'm going to put all poisons in somebody's body and that's going to help to cure them, if your thoughts are strong enough, your thoughts will make the vaccine do its job. And they don't really have proof anyhow. Just because you gave people vaccine and then you come up with some figures or something, people probably wouldn't have got sick anyhow. But there's plenty of evidence that people are getting sick from vaccines. And, of course, they want to con everybody into believing it's safe. And then one day, Mr. Big or some Mr. Jerk is going to call, make the call and say, okay, taint all the vaccines now, and they'll all be lethal. I mean, the vaccines are tainted already. If you look at the ingredients, formaldehyde, lead, mercury, what the hell would you want to put this stuff in your body? They've got this notion that you're toughening yourself up. That's quacky, doctors. Real health has nothing to do with that. If these people had a real education and real health care, they'd know how illogical vaccines are. The ignorant doctors are telling you to get it because they learned to tell you to accept vaccines in med school. Med school is a brainwashing school. You don't learn real medicine. There you learn how to work with the big pharmaceutical companies and prescribe worthless pieces of shit that have more side effects than you're trying to cure. Just look at the damn commercials. If you happen to be tuning on to TV, any TV station, they're all loaded with doctors' commercials and big pharmaceutical commercials. And they tell you, well, if you want to clear up your skin, this might be for you. Clear up your skin. And then what are the side effects? Nausea, death, heart attacks, you name it. About 20 things wrong. And to clear up your skin, you're going to risk taking all those things going wrong. The fact that they even know they have adverse reactions should be telling them, like, you know, this is barking up the wrong tree. Well, I just had to say that. You know, there's doctors trying to lobby in Washington, D.C. now to stop real medical doctors, brain surgeons and stuff like that, that know that too much radio frequency causes tumorous growth and cancerous growth. They're trying to lobby the Congress. Of course, you know, I talked to one of these doctors. He means well. He's got the knowledge. He says the science is there. It's already been proven. Your cell phones are dangerous and all that. And they're going to come on with the 5G, you know. It's not one step up from 4G. It's like 1,000 steps up. and they're going to saturate your body with harmful frequencies. More, you know, another way to kill off 95% of the people. I mean, this is how it's going, plus the GMO food. You know what GMO food is doing? It's destroying your ability to procreate. So are the vaccines. Again, they plan on lowering the population that way. Hopefully, this nightmare will be over soon, but in the meantime, we should be fending for ourselves, really. I talk about this on Twitter all the time. Like, is anybody want to do something besides talk about this? Because actions are required. I mean, they're standing at your front door with guns loaded, and they're telling you, kneel down and say your prayers because we're going to shoot you dead in your home. This is what 5G is. They're going to do with 5G. They're going to kill people in their homes. They're going to microwave you while you sleep. Come on. You know, get real. Wake up. You can't listen to quacky, ignorant doctors. You can't listen to phony, know-nothing politicians. Just about every politician out there is a phony, know-nothing. Even if he's not a phony, he knows nothing. You know, people are always talking about the Constitution and how great it is. Yeah, you know, great document for its time. But at the same time, you know, and with the electoral vote, the reason was set up, the founders of America thought the people were too stupid to be trusted. They might vote in an idiot. Well, they were part right, because we've been voting in idiots for a long time now, and it had nothing to do with the Electoral College. In fact, the Electoral College is a hindrance nowadays, because it requires people running for offices like the presidency to have a lot of money, because you have to pay plenty of people off to have your electoral candidates, and to be able, your votes don't count, really. It's your electoral votes that count. You can win all the states, and if you don't have the electoral votes, you're not going to win the election. So it's a hindrance now. It should be gotten rid of immediately. There's no logic to it. And besides, the tables turn completely around. The general public is 10 times more smarter than any of the politicians now. Politicians are idiots. All of them. Just about every one of them, you know? And for all the credit people want to give President Trump, he ain't no genius. You know, he knows a little about the business world. He knows how to work a deal, but he knows nothing about getting along with people. He just wants to bully people around, you know. Still smarter than the rest, because he's not one of the phony politicians. The politicians are the dummies. I mean, hey, the Democratic Party, they have the right mascot there, the donkey, because that's what they are, donkeys. They're worse than donkeys. You know, they became donkeys. They were men and women one time, and now they're donkeys, because they made themselves stupid. They allowed themselves to be brainwashed. You know, half of them are probably mind-controlled and have no idea they're being sophisticatedly mind-controlled. Look at people like Nancy Pelosi. Oh, my God. A complete turnaround from what she used to talk when she was young, and now she's been talking the complete opposite. And you know, I don't even want to go through the list, but I just had to say that. Yeah, the politicians, the tables have turned. The general public knows 10 times more than the politicians do. But meanwhile, the general public is stupid in their own ways. They're still voting for Democrats or Republicans. Don't they realize, first of all, they bought that lie that nobody else can win. That's a lie, especially with the presidency. That is a lie. You know, a big why. And, you know, doesn't anybody think anymore for themselves? You know, at this point in time, there's very little difference between Democrats and Republicans. They all stink. They're all stupid. They're all bribe takers, basically. Yeah, there's a few good ones. Okay, so if you can name me five out of 535, well, that's not really even close to a majority. So what are our chances of anything good happening from the lawmakers? None. None, none, zero. How many ways can I say zero? And why do you want to go out and vote for the groups, the Democrat political party and the Republican political party? They both destroyed America. All the stupid laws on the books, they made them. Nobody else made them. They made the stupid laws. You know, there was a time America was really, things were going okay for people. We weren't suppressed. Now we have all these suppressive laws, and, you know, we're not as bad off as the people in Europe. No way. I have to take a drink of water. And let me tell you about water. I happen to know that the secret to great water is surface tension. You're not going to hear this in school, high school, college, or anything like that. I learned this from experience in life. There's a thing called surface tension. When the surface tension is lowered, or the ability for something to get into your cells and stuff like that helps your health. And all water is not the same. Now, there's a couple of places in the world where it naturally occurs, really healthy water, places that are not, there are no roads to get there. You've got to walk through jungles, climb mountains, et cetera, et cetera. So the best way to get water is you catalyze it to change its shape. When you change the bond angle on the hydrogen and oxygen atoms, that's how it's done. You lower the surface tension, the water is wetter. It gets into your cells. It takes the nutrients into the cells and takes out the waste products better. You get into the little teeny weeny cracks. That's how it works. You know, everything going in and out of your cells is carried with water. We're talking about the physical body. And, of course, one of these days, the quacky scientists are going to finally wake up and understand that there's more to human body than just the physical matter. But if you're just thinking about the physical matter, water is your most important ingredient, and you have to have a catalyst to get it going. I've mentioned it before. Look it up on the Internet. John Ellis Water, New York State, Flanagan Water from Arizona, and I've talked to both of these gentlemen, and they're real. They're real knowledgeable people. And what you do is you take the catalyst and you put it in distilled water that you distilled yourself. That's right. The only way you know if it's really distilled is if you distill it yourself. And especially it has to be kept in glass. Just a little common sense here, you know. There's, I don't know, one or two companies left in the world, I think, that's still bottling glass, or maybe three. And you got to pay a fortune for that. But anyhow, you don't, it mixes best with distilled water. And so you got to buy yourself a little distiller and distill the water yourself. And then there's somebody, John Ellis sells a machine. But so much for that. So we got a lot of problems here in America, you know. The people are as dumb as ever, but they're still smarter than the politicians. And we have governments that don't want to do anything for the common man. No, they don't. They want to pretend they're doing something for you to get your vote. And then once they get elected, it's a free ride for 4 years, I call it. Because the way the laws are written, once you've elected somebody to office, unless he does something horribly bad, you can't get rid of him. There's no legal process for it, even. Well, that's not acceptable in today's day and age, that politicians are going to lie, and the one who's the best liar or has the most money passes out the most, drives the most people to the voting booth, is going to win the election. You know, and then he's going to goof off for 3.5 years, or he starts right away goofing off. You know, he starts trying to do something maybe at the end to remind you that, hey, look, I just did this for you, you know, so he can try to get elected again. So another free ride for 4 years. And then we got the newcomers coming to Congress. One's got a three-letter nickname already, AOC. I'm not saying anything about her. You just listen to her. She hangs herself every time she opens up her mouth. And these are the people in charge of our government. Then we got I don't know, the anti-American Muslim woman from Minnesota. I don't even want to mention her name. It starts with ill. Oh yeah, she is ill, mentally ill. She has no qualms about going out there and talking about how much she hates America and how her and her clan are going to take over. And this is the stuff, part of our government now. And then we got the jokers like, come on, the hypocrite Bernie Sanders. Oh, my God. You know, the guy's a millionaire. He runs in the election to make himself some more money, and he talks about the discrepancy between the rich and the poor, but he has no solutions. That's right. There are, you know, he has no brain power. You know, he thinks that, it sounds great, free lunch, yeah, but somebody has to pay for the free lunch, and the money has to come from somewhere, and that's why socialism never works. In order for the government to give you free things, they have to take it away from somebody else. Do you realize that? So, you know, where's this game going? Let the government pay for it. You're actually paying for it. And the more money they take in, the more that falls in their pockets. They scam so much money off the top. We know they're doing that. We don't have to prove it. Come on. And then there's the black budgets, you know, with all the fake wars going on to keep people in conflict. That serves the deep state, the ones that want to kill off 95% of us. Yeah, keep fighting and warring and killing, because that way we're getting rid of you. We don't like you even, you know. We don't like regular human beings. And that's why, you know, they made up their mind years ago they're going to do it, and I think the message is clearly put cut in stone out there on the Georgia stones. Look it up. That bring the population, maintain the population at 500 million. Well, in order to maintain the population at 500 million, that's a nice way of saying we have to get rid of 95% of the people on the earth now just to get to that figure. Well, isn't that wonderful? So this is where we're at. All the governments, including our government, is bought out by the world controllers. I was just reading something the other day. The Rothschild family, the ones that own 95% of the central banks in the world, something like that. The family net worth is $500 trillion. Ask Mr. Rothschild to... I'm running for president. Seriously, I'm doing it the hard way. It's a write-in candidate. Everybody should be voting for me. I'm the only person worthy of being the president because the only person has a solution. In fact, there's a solution to the national debt. I'll invite Mr. Rothschild to the White House, and I'll have him pay off our debt because he has the money to do that. Of course he'll do it. If I ask him, he'll do it. Hey, you want to bet? Well, hey. The only way you're going to prove me wrong on that is to elect me president. But I believe he will. Drop in a bucket for rich people like him. And then we can get on with really doing things for our country. Come on. How come the border hasn't been closed yet? I mean, how come we haven't had secured the border yet? Okay? It doesn't have to be a steel fence all the way. In fact, there's very more ingenious ways to stop people from crossing the border. And I've got them all, you know. I've been advocating that for years. Plus, I've figured out the thing with flood control. There's no reason for people suffering from flood. Well, if you trust in the Army Corps of Engineers, yeah, I guess anything can happen then, because then, you know, they're in the past. They don't understand ingenuity. Total flood control requires ingenuity, not just building a dam or a levee, because eventually you get more rain than you planned for, and there's overflow, you know? Big rivers like the Mississippi, they go to flood stage every year. It doesn't have to be. It's easier than you think, but it requires ingenuity. Nobody in government has ingenuity. Nobody in the military has ingenuity. I hate to say it, but it's true. And while we're talking about people in the military, you know, don't let these compliments from the mainstream media go to your head. Oh, yeah, we'll support our military and all the phony politicians. Oh, yeah, I support the military. Listen, guys, why don't you have start thinking for yourself and realize that you're protecting programs that are destroying the earth. You're protecting people in power that are thieves, criminals, cutthroats, etc. And you're being duped with the chain of command system. You know? The last person in the military I heard that did something good was on 9/11 when, and let's just refresh everybody's, of course, this was a planned event, a false flag event. Hundreds of people got warnings not to show up in New York that day. Come on, if it wasn't planned, how would they know it was going to happen that morning? You know, plus the fake demolition on Building 7, plus the pulverization of the Twin Towers. In my book, you know, this the name of the show is called Connect the Dots, and I've got the book out, Connect the Dots Theory, and I explain how it was done with energy weapons. You know, it's in my book, right? It's something that no one ever talks about. First of all, most people are too stupid to understand what can be done with energy weapons. And the fact that the two identical buildings proved they knew what they were doing in the beginning, because it was an oscillation effect taking place, you know, like a tuning fork. You know, you ever see all these things in parks, like the famous one in France, the Arc of Triumph? There's one in Greenwich Village at Washington Square Park, these arches. Well, if you imagine a tuning fork standing upside down, well, that's what they are, too. There's all these types of buildings. Now you got dozens of buildings with pyramids on top, and pyramids are your biggest broadcaster receiver shape. People are ignorant. The government is ignorant. The scientists are ignorant. You know? It relates to multidimensional physics. Yeah, there is more.
I know what you're saying. You're absolutely right, my friend.
Hey, who's that? Somebody calling in?
My name's Don, and I'm the board op. And I, you know, when I hear an intelligent man speak, I love to speak with him.
Oh, well, thank you for the compliment. Hey, I guess it takes one to know one, huh?
I think you're right. I've found that I love to speak with intelligent people, and my friend Tom, you are one of those people.
Well, thank you so much. Let's face it, we're a rare breed in this day and age.
I think you might be right. The world seems to be proving that to both of us.
I mean, you know, people are walking down the street and they get zapped and turned into sheeple. It happens that fast.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth?
Don't think. And they don't squawk either, you know. They quietly go to the gas chamber.
And they march in line.
That's right. Here, take a number, and you're in the blue line.
And they're actually trying to get in line first. That's the real kicker. That's right,
you know. And they believe all the bullshit they hear on the way. Oh, yeah, you'll be safe inside the FEMA camp. Never mind when we slam the door shut.
Right, just march right in, take a number. The lucky one's always first.
Yeah, we have wide dispersal energy weapons. Doesn't matter where you're standing, we'll just knock you dead. It's the new technology, you know? You can thank your buddies at IBM, and thank your ET friends or enemies, whatever you want to call them. They gave us all these technologies. We can kill everybody.
You know what I love about you, Tom? Because, you know, as a president, you would actually open the doors. You would open the doors. Even President Trump doesn't open the doors. He wants 5G. He loves GMO. He drinks a Diet Pepsi constantly. The chemtrails never stop. Arresting that damn Clint never has happened. And as far as I'm concerned, it's like business as usual with more wars, more empire building, more adversity, more problems than I've seen. And you know, I was backing Trump only because I wanted a little chaos in the deep state. I wanted the deep state to be done. But unfortunately, the deep state keeps being hired for one job, one administration, one cabinet post after another. It just makes me sick.
I know. Most people voted for Trump because they wanted anything but another phony politician. Okay, he's
right,
not
now
a
they,
phony
now
politician.
They got an actor. Now they got an actor.
Yeah, but he's a con artist, and he's a Wall Street mentality.
Right. Well, you know, even Reagan, when I do a little research and look at the, you know, when they marched little kids in under, you know, Vice President Bush, a senior, and all the, well, the pedophilia, give me a break, and all the monkey business that went on and the cover-ups that went on, the cover-ups with the Vatican and all the stuff we didn't know, all covered up by the actor. Now we got a better actor. We got a better one. He's even better.
And guess what? He knows
he'll
how to
fire
treat.
You. He'll fire you like this. You're fired.
Yeah, well, he learned that with his TV show. This is just a continuation of his TV show.
Right, right. And it's pissing me off because I thought we'd get real change, but all we've got is real talk.
Yeah, yeah. That's why he's for stupid things like 5G, because he's got the Wall Street mentality.
No, but
he's
not only wanting 5G. He's saying this is a must, and we have to do it. We have to do it now, and we have to be there first. We have to do it better in 5G.
Yeah. Well, you know what? 5G would be okay if it was only fiber optics. But the horror of it is, the decision has been made to go with broadcasting, and that's how we're all going to suffer because bodies aren't made.
You're right. It's the cellular structure. I've been reading a bunch of doctors' documents about this, essays, documents, that 5G actually destroys the cell walls of the stomach lining and the cell walls of the brain barrier, of the brain cellular linings. It destroys it, and it allows not just easy access, but complete destruction of the cellular membranes. And to
me, they want to kill us. That's their one of their latest weapons. You know. They want to kill
right.
you in your home.
Well, right, and then the chemtrails haven't stopped. I mean, he's promised to stop that. I mean, I don't see it stopped. Not at all. No, he
did. I never heard him even mention.
No, I saw a picture of him in a plane with chemtrails. And
Guess what? I saw that, too. You know what? I investigated it. You know what it was?
A hoax?
Yeah, it's one of those fake newspapers.
Probably.
Yeah. Every one of the stories is just made up.
You know, it pisses me off because here I'm a guy who is a fervent, avid proponent of him, and all I see is an authoritarian that's been corrupted, and seems to be furthering the goals of the oligarchs and the elite oligarchs, the pedophiles.
Without even knowing it, because pedophiles. He's stupid. You know, all he sees.
We're arresting the little guys, the little man, the pedestrian, the peon, the serf, the slave, the pedestrian. He's getting served. He's getting arrested. But these big boys. Oh, maybe there's one judge or two that they don't like getting arrested. But between you and I, there is no big push to stop it. And if there was, it would be straight up on the door of royalty. We would be stepping up there and saying, look, you guys have been seeding this bullshit through your secret organizations. You've been seeding this bullshit through the United Nations. You've been seeding this bullshit through the economies and governments of various of administrations, and you haven't stopped, and now we're going to come at you. But that hasn't happened at all. All he's done is sit there with some of these world leaders and sit there and kiss them, basically kiss them. I mean, oh my God.
Hey, can you believe that nonsense? He goes to Saudi Arabia, they're playing sword dances there.
Right. They don't have enough people to start chopping off heads. They can't figure it out. They're trying to hire more people to chop off heads because they don't have enough people. This is a serious report.
I hear you. It's crazy, you know. And most people don't understand that. And mainstream media news is part of the whole sham too.
Well, of course they are. They're run. You know, the Pentagon. Look at the Pentagon. Look at Saturn. Look at Pentagon. You listen to David Icke for a little while, and I like the guy. You know, here's a guy who's been beaten to rat shit because of his views. Now, granted, a lot of them are out there, but, you know, he's trying to put it all together, and he's getting banned from country after country. And I see President Trump following, you know, toe in line with the Pentagon. The Pentagon, the biggest swindler of perception on the planet.
I know. It's sickening. You know, it's really sickening. That's why I say you got to be out of your mind to vote for another Democrat or Republican president, you know, because
you
these
are
the guys
you have to be out of your mind, right. You have to be out of your mind to believe the bullshit and to fall into one of their camps.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the only here's the thing that you hear it on the news every day, and you hear President Trump about how great the economy is going. They're talking about the Wall Street economy, where the big guys make the big money. They're doing great, okay? That doesn't transfer to regular people.
I mean, there is no oversight. The electronic trading fraud and the bullshit that has gone on behind the scenes is beyond compare. And trust me, I know a little about this. I truly do. And it is seedy, and it is devious, and it is terrible. And it involves these largest banks, money laundering, drug money, and piles and pools of cash from one direction to another. I mean, folks, if you don't know this, I'm just going to give you a little insight. Have you ever seen a warehouse like Walmart, a super Walmart full of cash? Like, imagine cash 10 feet high, wall to wall, and they are trying to figure out what to fucking do with it. And that's really the reality of banking, of true banking today.
Well, they got so many bad players. They're all part of the same gang. We got the bankers. We got the CIA. We got the FBI probably on it too. We got the secret military groups. We got the secret
You've got the Army intelligence. You've got Navy intelligence. All a part of this corruption on a huge scale, on a scale that nobody could even possibly.
I know. That's the sad issue, that there's so many people got their hands in the cookie jar, and so many people are guilty that talk about drain the swamp. It's like drain the whole friggin' ocean or something, you know?
But what needs to be done now is really we need somebody in there who's going to say, you know, this whole administrative construct, this construct has to change and start offering solutions through their think tanks to the people. Solution, not corruption through their think tanks, but solutions through their think tanks of how these things can be changed quickly and effectively. But that's not done. It's always for their own money and power.
I know. They've all got on the gravy train, and they don't want to get off. That's the way
right.
it works.
Right.
Riding the gravy train.
Right.
You know, hey.
Right.
I don't want to get off. Here. Let me buy three more elections.
And they're fooling us with their own UFOs, their own technology. They're trying to bamboozle the people like Obama did. Come on, give me a break.
He
and his pretend family, we've been bamboozled, and we're still being bamboozled in every which way. It seems like they believe more in perception than quality of life, quality of integrity, quality of love, quality of honesty. They believe more in the perception paradigm. And that perception paradigm has gone into what we call transhumanism, that perception paradigm. And it's just sick.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, there's a lot of people sold on that. I can't wait. I can't wait to download my brain in a new, young body.
I'd like some tits myself, just for you, my friend. Some nice titties. All right, I'm joking.
But there's plenty of people that want to do that, you know. And there's people that have, I think, done it already. I mean, truthfully, the way some of these politicians are acting now, I don't know. Are these the real people, or they've downloaded already or something?
I listened to some of the talks about clones and ET involvement. And, you know, I used to think it was outlandish, truly outlandish. And now, with the way things are going, I'm not so certain. I think maybe technology has caught up. And now, you know, if you got such abuse in so many ways that maybe we are dealing with some wicked clones. Maybe we are dealing with technology that has started to change our global perception. And it's scary stuff.
Well, yeah, all that stuff we've seen in science fiction movies, it's probably true to some extent, maybe not exactly.
To some little extent, right, right.
Yeah, but something similar to it. And from what I've learned over the years, it first started when I started talking, this is about 1995, I'm talking to this guy who was giving a lecture. I talked to him after the lecture was over, personally, and he quit the Montauk Project. He was one of the kids that were taken away from their parents at age 10 and trained to do this, because it takes two minds to bring somebody back out of time in an accident case like with the Philadelphia experiment. And 40 years to the day, they brought those guys back, you know?
Right, right. You know
only
what?
Only the two guys that jumped the ship.
Tom,
the rest of them died.
I love you.
They threw the bulkheads and became metal and obviously died.
Love you. I had to rant because I'm so actually ignorant. I am ignorant of the way things are moving, because things are moving so quick. I'm ignorant of it all the time. I'm trying to get a handle on it like everybody else. But between you and I, I'm still truly ignorant of it all. I wish I wasn't.
It's unfortunate. Well, I was talking about the guy on the project, the Montauk Project, the time travel project. Well, he did a good explanation of explaining how time travel works. And the bottom line is, we got all these technologies from the extraterrestrials.
I believe that.
I call them the
reverse engineering. And you and I are still living in cardboard boxes. And since the 1940s, we didn't have to. And people think that paradigm's going to change with the current ruling administration. And you look, we've been doing this for almost 100 years. Things haven't changed. So if people think that the current way things are going is going to change things, gosh, they might sorely be mistaken, just like myself.
Absolutely not. It's
right.
been a little over 100 years. There's been
right.
this sorted plot to keep us where we're at. You know?
Right, living in a cardboard box. You know, I'm going to swing you through to Doug because he wants to talk to you. He says he's slapping me on the wrist and saying, you've had your 15 minutes of fame.
This is Don. It's always a pleasure talking.
Always a pleasure.
In person.
Tom, I love you. Tom for President 2020. Tom Edison, 2020.
If anybody goes to my website, I'll do a plug here, 2020 President Tom Edison.
I love it.
I clearly say that I'll take command of the Congress. I'll give them work to do and expect them to do it.
Right.
That's how you
at
get
minimum wage. At minimum wage.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's give them some minimum wage. Here's Doug.
I'll force them to do work, and if they don't do the work, we're going to get rid of them. That's it. You know?
Hey, how about
you're
those
not gonna,
sit around and get paid,
all that money and do nothing?
How about that Subway fantasy? That thing you were telling me about, that CD I watched.
Oh yeah, Subway fantasy.
Yeah.
Well, it's a different type of documentary. When it's gonna be on YouTube, hopefully. I'm counting on a little help to get it out there, and when it finally gets out on YouTube, people can watch it for free, and it's entertaining. It's not your typical boring documentary, you know?
Yeah, well, it's you played some Beatles, some Jimi Hendrix, I believe. Was it Jimi Hendrix?
I don't know. There's so many things in there. It's just a lot. It's entertaining. What can I say?
Yes.
You know, and the Subway connects it, you know? No, they're not singing down. Oh, there is one guy. with his guitar case open, sitting on the stairs inside the Subway. Yeah, there is one
right,
guy.
Right, I saw that.
In the Subway. As a matter of fact, that's a local guy in this area here. He's been there. He's been at that location, I think, for the last 10 years.
Really?
And he he makes some spare change. He basically plays the one song all the time.
Huh. Well, you took a lot of different shots. I think one in a couple in a nightclub, one with a lady singing on a moving car.
Yeah, on a bus. Yeah,
right, on
a bus.
And, of course,
well,
the subways.
These were people that, you know, need some recognition. I mean, that poor guy who sits in the... at the same subway station, has been doing it for 10 years. Every time I come through there, he's there playing his music, you know? And he's always playing the same song, and he's always, you know, collecting small amounts of money. And that's his life, I guess, you know? He needs some recognition, so he got his 15 seconds of fame.
That's
there.
Right. He got captured by Tom Edison, the next president of 2020.
Yeah, I wish. It's a lot of work that's going to make this happen, but it's, you know, people ought to be concerned about doing something as opposed to nothing. I mean, look at the losers that are lining up on the Democrat side. Well, I'm surprised Howdy Doody hasn't volunteered to run.
Does the Democratic Party actually still exist?
That's a good question.
I don't even really know what it is anymore. I don't
it's
really
a
know what
facsimile now. They've all been replaced by clones.
Right. I don't know what their agenda is. I don't really know what party it is. I don't know
agenda,
which direction they're going.
They're serving the world controllers. That's their agenda, and making money in their pockets at the same time. You know?
It's just, it's a bit of a shocker. It's a bit of a shocker.
I mean, I can't help. Like, sometimes I go to this diner that has, like, the mainstream media news on, you know, and it's unbelievable what's going on with the Congress. All they want to do is accuse judges, accuse the president, accuse this person, accuse lawyers, accuse the family members.
And get nothing done. All they're
doing, not doing anything for anybody.
Right, we're paying them to sit there and argue 24/7, get nothing done.
Yeah,
to create
what
a society which is polarized. And this is all, they're almost like the media. I mean, the politicians now have become media too. You have media polarizing the universe, and you have politics polarizing the universe. There's nothing in that that's any good.
Yeah, well, you know, the only difference between the politicians and the media is the politicians are professional grandstanders. You know?
Right.
The newscasters, they have to read off the teleprompter screen, I'm afraid. They're not allowed too much leniency, and it's in certain ways it's good because when they speak their own mind, they usually stick their
but
foot.
But what a ploy. Think about the ploy. The ploy is now you have stupidity
in what you're hearing. Now you have stupidity in the governing body. Now you have rampant lying and stupidity, and that's guiding us, so you really don't know what to believe. So, by gosh, they don't have to do anything because we're getting so conditioned to believe that they do nothing but argue. Eventually, that's their job. So I almost now see the politician's job being that of the media, and the media's job being that of the politician.
Yeah, there are two timelines coming together. In fact, in the future, to save money, we'll just let the politicians do the news.
Right.
Today we did nothing except call each other names.
Right, right.
And we had a big food fight at 12 o'clock.
It's just and you know, it's not just our country.
Oh, no, the other countries, they've gone bananas, the other countries. Unbelievable what's going on.
Absolute bananas.
I mean,
our country looks good in comparison, yet we look at our country and we think it's absolute bananas.
I'm telling you, like, I follow what's on Twitter. I follow a lot of people in England there. And with their prime minister, that woman, Theresa May, I mean, she is such a total jerk. It's unbelievable. She's supposed to, the people had a referendum. They voted to leave the European Union. And she keeps trying to come up with these deals that are actually surrender.
Well, here's why. Here's why.
They're not deals, they're surrender.
She's not going to be in office soon, kind of like Tony Blair. He gets out, he starts working for all the big boys, right, making millions and millions of dollars in speaking arrangements, everything else, by people that can't be trusted. Well, Theresa May's got quite a job. When she leaves politics, all these corrupt organizations are going to want her.
Oh yeah, she'll probably go to Brussels.
Right, she'll be one of the top people
like
in Brussels.
London. She likes Brussels.
Exactly, and she's probably promised a prominent job there because she's capable of denying the people anything that they want.
Exactly, you know, exactly. It's unbelievable, you know. Like her idea of a deal is, well, let's the European Union do whatever they want. That's her idea of a deal. Like, what? We want to get rid of these jerks.
Right. And the Brexit exit party with Neil Farage. Look, he's already in the most dominant position. Can you believe that? I mean, he comes out. I mean, don't get me wrong, but his platform is we're leaving the European Union. That's his only platform. By the way, pretty smart. If I was the Democratic Party, at least I'd have one platform on one thing I could tout. But unlike, you know, his whole thing is just that one platform, and it's winning him everything.
Yeah, well, the people are desperate over there. Anything but the establishment that's
maybe that's the future. Think about it. That's the future of politics. This is the one thing I believe in. Forget the rest of my platform. I have no other platform. Yeah. Now my platform is I want kids that are 15 years old to vote. Okay, that's it. That's all.
Yeah.
Now imagine that.
Hey, you look at the people. What is it? 25 people running for president just from the Democratic Party. What are they talking about? They're not offering anybody anything. All they're saying is, well, you don't want another 4 years of Trump, so vote for me.
Yeah. Well, they are giving everybody everything. It's just not the people. What it is, it's the criminals. You've got to give them the right to vote, right? It's the illegal aliens. We got to give them money
everything.
And amnesty and everything else. So they are offering things to people. It's just not the American people.
Hey, that's exactly what they're doing in England. That's why they have all this problem with the refugees and the migrants and the Muslims, because they're offering people to come to England that are not citizens. They get first-class housing. They get $3,900 a month free money, and they get all free medicine, and they get food stamps. So they don't even have to work. Just come to England, and we'll set you up to live for free.
You know, I could sit here, rant, rave forever.
You
with
almost
you.
Want to go there.
You know, we got about 30 seconds, my friend, but I could talk with you forever. You're the next president of the United States. Hurrah! We got 30 seconds.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, we're coming to the end of the show, and all I got to say is, people, look, tell your friends to listening to my show because I'm talking real stuff, and we have to talk about reality because government is out of control. They're doing nothing for us. The media, there might as well be robots talking to you on the media screen. And, you know, I wrote a song one time. It's called There Ain't No Justice. And then the hook is, you must have figured out by now, there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. It's time to start making justice for ourselves, people. That's why I'm running for president. Hey, look up my BBS info and see all the things that I'm bringing to the table. Solutions, not bullshit. Anyhow, it's time to end the show. You're going to get to hear that fantastic lead guitar solo at the end of my song. Are you the partying kind? I hope you are. I'm a partying kind. You got to have fun in life, you know? Otherwise, what the hell are you living for if you're not having any fun? And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Well, I'm somebody already, but I'm still looking to be the president. I want to be more. But it could be your anthem, too. We all got to be somebody. And then we feel good. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown. Hey, everybody, listen. Tell your friends to tune in next week and hear truth. You know, give you some inspiration to live. And there's a way out of this, yeah. And I'm cutting the new path through the woods. Welcome to the new world. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.